The centre-right Civic Democrats, headed by former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, were the clear winners in the Czech Republic's elections to the European Parliament at the weekend. They finished some way ahead of the Social Democrats, taking 9 out of the Czech Republic's 22 seats. Jan Richter reports.
9 seats for the Civic Democrats, 7 for the Social Democrats, 4 for the Communists and 2 for the Christian Democrats. That's how the Czech Republic's 22 seats at the European Parliament were distributed at the elections over the weekend. Only 4 parties, the 4 biggest parties in the lower house, made it past the 5% threshold. The turnout was just over 28%, essentially the same as last time. The European election result is the first good news for the centre-right Civic Democrats in more than 2 years. After a staggering defeat in regional and Senate elections last autumn and the embarrassing fall of the government in the middle of the country's EU presidency, the party won by more than 9%. Number one on the Civic Democrat ballot was MEP Jan Zahradil.
We are very happy because we won 9 out of 22, which is even better result than last time when we won 9 out of 24. So according to percentage, we are even better off than in 2004.
What do you think played a major role in this election?
I think that those who attended knew something about the European issues and about jurisdiction of the European Parliament. And those parties who wanted to play a domestic card and domestic issues were not successful in their campaigning, as well as those who played very aggressive and personal note. So from this point of view, I'm quite happy that we were able to persuade our voters to vote on really European issues.
The leader of the Social Democrats ticket, Jiří Havel, sees a silver lining to coming in second. The Social Democrats won 5 seats more compared to the last European election in 2004, when they only took 2.
It's maybe not victory, but it's not defeat, because our possibilities are between 5 or 7 seats. We have 7 seats, so it's a limited success, I can say.
Do you think that the fact that your party was kind of instrumental in the no-confidence vote for the government of Mr. Topolánek during the EU presidency played an important role in the decisions of the voters?
I'm not sure if it was an important role, but maybe some role there was, because we have a dilemma. And this dilemma was our confidence for the government or Lisbon Treaty. So we maybe made something like a sacrifice. We now have a Lisbon Treaty, but maybe a bit worse result in European election.
While the Christian Democrats defended their 2 seats, the Communist Party lost 2 and will only have 2 MEPs. The Eurosceptic Suverenita was very close, with 4.2%, and the election was disappointing for the Greens, who were hoping for at least 1 seat, but received just over 2% of the vote. All parties who polled 1% or more get money for every vote received. Among those who made that cut were the neo-Nazi Workers' Party.
Thanks, Jan Richter. Now, what will these results actually mean for parties currently in the Czech Parliament, and could we have seen them come?